With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA is ending two pandemic-era programs that provided more than $1 billion for schools and food banks to purchase food from local farmers and producers. About $660 million that went to schools and child care centers to buy food for meals through the Local Foods for Schools program. A separate program provided money to food banks. The USDA said the programs are a legacy of the pandemic and no longer supported the agency's priorities. A USDA spokesperson said in a statement, "The COVID era is over. USDA's approach to nutrition programs will reflect that reality moving forward." Proposed spending cuts to fund Republicans' tax bill include raising the poverty level needed for schools to provide universal free meals without an application. The School Nutrition Association said restricting eligibility for food assistance programs and requiring income verification for free or reduced-price school meals, two proposals for cutting costs, would also likely cut out eligible families from accessing food. The Fertilizer Institute praised President Donald Trump for signing an executive order that continues his longstanding recognition for the importance of fertilizers to farmers and the overall U.S. ag economy. The president's action ensures that Canadian and Mexican imports of fertilizers meeting the USMCA preference status will be subject to no duty while this round of tariffs does remain in effect. Additionally, the executive order further establishes that potash imports from Canada and Mexico lacking USMCA preference status will be subject to a reduced import tariff of just 10%. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said as the important spring planting season kicks off on farms around the country, the president's recognition of the critical nature of fertilizers will ensure growers have bountiful harvests and profitable grower operations. U.S. Senators John Thune and Ben Ray Lujan recently introduced a bill to assist agricultural producers after adverse weather events. The Livestock Disaster Assistance Improvement Act directs the USDA to improve the accuracy of the U.S. drought monitor, which factors into disaster programs. Thune said he's proud to lead this bipartisan legislation that would make the drought monitor a more effective tool and help ensure the USDA programs are using accurate and consistent data. Some of the information from the legislation would include clarifying state and federal grazing permit holders who are eligible for the Emergency Conservation Program and the Emergency Forest Restoration Program. One example would be the Farm Service Agency, which waives the 30-day public comment period for Bureau of Land Management National Environmental Policy Act applications during a drought emergency. As our world evolves and modernizes, there's one timeless cornerstone that sustains it all. Agriculture. National Ag Week stands as a tribute to the invaluable contributions of farmers and all those dedicated to working the land that feeds and sustains us. National Ag Week, which runs through March 22nd, provides an opportunity to celebrate the economic impact of the agricultural sector, which extends far beyond the fields and barns. From rural towns to bustling cities, the ripple effects of agriculture are felt in job creation, infrastructure development, and market diversification. National Ag Week's a testament to the enduring spirit of agriculture and the hardworking individuals who dedicate their lives to its pursuit. As we reflect on the significance of this week, let's make a commitment to support and uplift the agricultural community. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.